Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned into Chaos Radio. Your host, Derek Oliver. Controversial and comedic spiritual for your listening pleasure.
You cannot tell me on your ideas. What you gonna say, what you wanna hear? You might think it's black, and I might think it's right. You might think it's wrong, and I might think it's right. Sit back, relax, and just chill with your bad self. Put your mouth and your feet back on bottom.
Break, and when I come back on, I'm gonna have my guest, and we're gonna talk about
with a real man? I'm going to ask my guest. I know he's listening. The first question is, what is a real man? What do you consider a real man? And then we're just going to go from there. We're going to chop it up, and we're going to get out of your way. Hopefully we can bring up what they like to call water cooler talk at the water cooler, and you can tell them what Dio said about men. A lot of you are not going to like what I got to say, but in 60 seconds, we'll be back.
You are now tuned into Chaos Radio. Your host, Derek Oliver. Controversial. Chaos. And comedic. Spiritual. Chaos. For your listening pleasure.
You can not tell me, on the ideas. What you gonna say? What you wanna hear?
And tonight we're talking about where the real men at. I got this subject a long time ago, and I don't want anyone to think or give the impression that I'm the perfect man, because I'm not, but I like to consider myself a real man. And what I have a problem with in today's society is men always making excuses always making excuses. And what I mean by that, making excuses, is the white man's fault for black men. Also, it's making excuses of their childhood or their upbringing. And a lot of men just make excuses. And I listen to the women, and they always give men third and fourth chances. And to me, it's just trifling on a woman to keep babying a man. It's just my opinion. And it's also trifling when I see women who set their standards so low that they don't know their self-worth as a woman. So even though I'm talking about men tonight, women, you're going to get the brunt of this as well. And I said we're going to be coming live out of Atlanta. I'm also got my guest coming in from D.C., and he goes by the name, I think he said he wants to be called, what do you want to be called? Are you
Booby.
Booby. Am I saying Booby?
Yes, Booby.
Okay.
Booby Miles.
Booby, okay. All right. All right. Well, I know you're out of D.C. I just want to get, you know, right now you heard what my topic is. I told you a little bit earlier we're going to be talking about men. I just want you to give your opinion, since everybody always know what my opinion is, just another man's opinion about today's man.
From what makes a man or just men in general?
Yeah, what makes a man? What makes a man?
You got a. That's a packed question. I feel like, you know, the obvious reason is what makes man, you know, be able to produce. You know, that's just one of the things. But to make a man, you know, what makes a man, I feel like, you know, integrity or self-respect or just taking care of your responsibilities as a man, as far as, you know, your kids, your responsibilities at the end of the day, You know, but as far as everyone or the men today, you know, I feel like this generation now more than ever is just more, how can I say it? It's convenient for them to be a man, or whatever is more convenient for someone to be a man, rather than being a man 24/7. You know, when you a man, you can't, ain't no on and off switch. You gotta be a man, you know, through the whole day, all night, all year. You don't really get no break, just because, you know, that's what's been called upon you. You know, and I feel like a lot of people can't handle it, or may handle the pressure of what it takes to be a man. And I feel like, you know, you got a lot of.
I don't want to cut you off, but why do you feel like they can't handle the pressure of being a man all day and all night?
It's your opinion. You have to ask one. I feel like it's based on, you know, stories or just seeing things. I just feel like, you know, it's comfortable, or they feel comfortable. They don't feel, a lot of people don't want to feel pressure. A lot of people don't want to, you know, have responsibilities. So they see some, they go about doing whatever, you know, carefree. And, you know, to an extent, I feel like that's good. I ain't gonna say it's a good thing, but to be carefree is a good thing. But when it comes down to the nitty gritty, and, you know, handling your business, whatever the case may be, whether, you know, it's your job or it's things at the house or wherever you stay at, just handling your business. That, I mean, that applies to men and women. That, you know, that doesn't apply to handling your business, applies to both, obviously. But being a man, you know, you have to, it just comes with being a man, you know. It is what it is. There's no escaping it. But people try to find, you know, loopholes to get out of being a man and holding those responsibilities, if you ask me. You know, some people are just
okay.
Punks.
Okay, but I guess it makes sense. But I just want to know, where do you think where does it come from?
Where does it come from?
Man, yeah, where does it come from?
Like,
do you think it's from where they were raised?
It's a plethora of it's like a disease. You know, there's a million ways you can get it. There's a million ways on how a man doesn't want to be a man and where he gets it from, whether it be from past trauma, whether it be from, you know, A through Z. There's not a pinpoint answer. There's a bunch of answers to answer your question, you know, as far as where does it come from, you know. Point to a lot of things. Me personally, you know, I feel like representation is a lot. You know, if you see someone as a man handle their business, or just see anyone handle their business, whether it be man or woman, but especially for a man, for the conversation, you know, you see somebody, you know, take care of what they need to take care of, on top of things, and no man is perfect. That's not what I'm saying, but at the end of the day, handle what you got to handle. And I feel like if you see that and you see representation of that, it goes a long way. Now, if you got people who hasn't seen that nor doesn't know what that looks like, then, yeah, you're going to have complications and issues, and it's not going to translate, you know. But it's crazy. It's a crazy world out there now, you know, men and women. You know, there's a lot, and you got – we ain't gonna get into it, but you got all the mother asexual, or people who don't want to be called men, don't want to be called women, them, they, whatever that mess is. But you know, it's a different generation.
We have to save that topic for another day. I'm on live radio in Atlanta in Beaufort, so we got to be careful what we say.
Oh yeah, that's
fines or anything, so we got to leave them. That other side of stuff, we can't say what we
No disrespect.
But I do understand what you're saying. But the question and what I'm trying to get across is, there's this thing going around with men. Because I'm a black man, I can only talk from being a black man, but really when I even see men, period, make excuses. And I asked you, and you pretty much summed it up, come from a lot of different things, why can't men accept the responsibility of just being a man? And then I always hear people say, well, you know, because of what happened years ago, you know, it's not fair. And as a black man, I already know that it's not fair. I already know that I got two strikes against me. I already know that the system is not designed for me to succeed. And if I know that, why would I put myself in position not to succeed? And I hear these men, and, you know, I did a little survey today talking to men. That's why I got you on. And I just want to hear from another man, what is the problem? Why do we blame so many people? I'm not going to say so many people. Why do we blame who we blame, and we just can't take the responsibility of being a man? And me, and this is just my opinion, and people got mad at me when I said this before, but accepting responsibility is part of being a man. And regardless, if you, especially a black man, you already got two strikes. Don't put yourself in position to get a third strike. Because you only got one pitch. You only get one time to hit the ball. And if you don't hit it, you're going to set yourself back. You're going to set the people that you're in contact with back. And it's like every time I go speak somewhere, I hear people say, because of this, maybe they blame their mama, maybe they blame their father. Maybe they blame their father because the father wasn't in their life. There's always a reason. But once you get to a certain age of accountability, I feel that you should start making better decisions, because the decisions you make affect other people. It's not just about you as being a man no more. Me as being a black man, the decisions I make affect not just my kids, grandkids, it affects everybody. And I know this. So why would I go out here and do something that's going to put me behind even more? And then on top of that, what really kills me, and I'm about to get into it, so I know I'm going to get a lot of people wanting to comment, but because I am on radio live, I can't, you know, you got to watch your language and everything on tonight. But I'm just going to say it like this. A lot of men are just punks. They're punks. And their parents are punks. And it's just what I believe. And again, I said it in the beginning of the show, I'm going to say it now. I'm not the perfect man, but I will accept responsibilities of what I do and my actions. And if I mess up, I accept the responsibilities of that. But I'm not going to blame my mother. I'm not going to blame my father, because I'm at a place in life where the decisions I make is based upon me. And we know right from wrong. We already know the white man is going to get the benefit of the doubt. We black men ain't going to get nothing. We already know that. So I can't use that as an excuse. And when I'm listening to you talk, and you know, I'm just waiting for another man to say, stop blaming everybody else and take responsibility for yourself. And you know, I ain't got nothing against the gays. I ain't got nothing against people who want to go that route. If that's what you do, then that's between you and God, and however, you know, that's what you do. I'm not going that way. But if that's what you want to do, that's fine. You do that. But be a man about it. And when I say be a man about it, be a man about your decision. If you're a man, be a man. And what's confusing to me is you got a lot of men who and these men are straight men, but they might as well act like funny men, because they act like women. That's what they act like. They act like women. Sure. They don't know how to clean up. They don't know how to cook. They don't know how to do nothing for themselves. And it comes to a point where, okay, when are you going to be a better man? When are you going to be a better role model? Not just for yourself, but for your family. So that's what I'm trying to say.
A lot of men don't want
yes,
family.
A lot of women.
A lot of men don't want a family. A lot of men don't want a family. Some men don't want family. I mean, that's, me personally, I want a family. I'm just saying, you got people out there that think that way.
Okay, well, when you say that, it has me want to ask questions. Why don't they want families? I mean, if you can go and you can be with a woman, that's fine. If you don't want a baby, that's fine. You strap up, do whatever you got to do, don't make babies. But again, when you look at the state of the men, and we can go local men, we can go celebrities, however you want to roll, when are we going to be men and step up and have responsibilities for ourselves and stop blaming everybody? And me as a man, I'm just going to be honest with you. What I don't like about a lot of the conversations that I was hearing, and a lot of men are scared to come on my show because I'm going to put them to the test because I want to hear the excuse. And real men don't make excuses. We're real men accept responsibility. This is what I'm doing, period. Have a backbone. Stop being indecisive. But you don't see it. And this is why I wanted to have a man from Washington, D.C. on, just to get your opinion, because you're down there with all those brothers down there that you don't know if they want to be brothers, if they don't want to be sisters, or that you don't know what they're doing. And it's like there's really no real men. They're far and in between to have a conversation. And I was conversating with a guy who's trying to get on the show tonight, and he had shared something with me, and it just really, really – and I don't cuss, but it almost made me cuss because he blames his mother because he's not where he's supposed to be in life. Now, this is a man, a grown man, and I'm not talking about in his 20s. I'm talking about 40s. Don't take care of his kids. Blame everybody for everything else. But he do work. But he don't take care of his kids. And I'm supposed to sit there and have a man-to-man conversation with you? And I'm quite sure you know a lot of men that don't take care of their kids. And yeah, the reason I'm bringing it out is because in order for us to go to another level, to be better, we got to educate ourselves. Not only educate ourselves, but sometimes you got to tear yourself down in order to build yourself up. And when you tear yourself down, you see some truth within you. I've learned some things about myself this past year that makes me a punk as being a man. I can accept it and I can say it. But at the same time, I'm going to do something about it. What I don't like, especially with black men, always making excuses for themselves. It's everybody else's fault. So that's why I wanted to ask you, what do you think? And then you got these men that, you know, got all these kids, and you know, I'm kind of, I guess I don't want to go there, but I'm going to have to go there because I know I got people listening and they're going to say I'm putting their business in the street. But I met a man, not a man, I know someone, young boy, about 18, just dropped out of high school, moved in with a girlfriend. She's 5 months pregnant. And the boy told her he didn't want to be a father. So he called his father, and his father said, well, okay. And in Atlanta, it's against the law after 5 months to have an abortion. So what they're going to do, yeah, I'm going to put their business out there. They're going to go to Virginia and have an abortion on Monday because the boy don't want to be a father. And then on top of that, the father told him and helping him provide to do this.
Well, I don't know that person's situation, but
it's not about you. Ain't
maybe
know the
for maybe,
but,
well, just the situation. Yeah. Maybe, you know, in hindsight, that maybe that's the right thing to do for that particular. I mean, every situation is different. Maybe he's not ready financially. You know, raising a kid ain't no.
That you would say that. That is crazy that you would say that. So you okay with that?
How? You gonna bring a child? I'm not saying I'm okay with it. I'm just giving you examples on what may be their mindset. You know, I see it from both sides. Now you said the boy 18. how old is, you know how old is the pregnant woman, the lady? How old is she? Same age?
I think 20. Not too much older. They're young kids. They're not, the point I'm making to you is this, and the point I'm trying to put out there, not to put anyone's business out there, but a young boy is running from responsibility, and because he made the mistake, they're going to flip it and say, okay, this is what we do. So every time you make a mistake, you just go and you terminate it. You're in a relationship, it goes a little south, so you terminate it. You go to work, and the job gets a little hard, so you terminate it. This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm talking about. And when the people that they're listening to is okay with this, now I have a problem. Now it's really none of my business.
I wouldn't say they're okay with it, but I just, when it comes to that situation, a tough decision is going to have to be made. And if he truly is not ready for the child, and neither is the mother, then you're gonna bring a child in this world that doesn't have anything. Now you could do the foster route.
You just hit a button for me, and I got to take a break. You really just hit a button. This is the Chaos Show. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm the host, Derek Oliver. We'll be back. I got to take a quick break. 60 seconds. I'll be back in 60 seconds. But you just said something that really pissed me off, and I'm going to come back with it, and I'm going to tell you what you said, because this is what I'm talking about right here. Y'all give me 60 seconds. We'll be right back.
You are now tuned into Chaos Radio. Your host, Derek Oliver. Controversial. And unique. Spiritual. For your listening pleasure. You cannot tell me on the ideas. What you gonna say? What you wanna hear?
Hey, we're back live on Blog Talk Radio. Chaos Talk, we're talking about real men tonight. I just want to give another shout-out to all my sponsors, Pepsi, Royal Caribbean, Outback Steakhouse, Pizza Hut, and Chick-fil-A. We want to thank you for letting us come on the air tonight. I want to thank the people at 7:50 a.m. in Beaufort, Georgia. We're live on the AM station out there. I just want to appreciate y'all for listening to us. And again, we've been on Chaos. Chaos Talks has been in existence since 2012. So we're 12 years old sometime this year. Again, we got a whole lot of new stuff coming up in the near future. So just be dealing with us and be waiting for us to come back. I do know next month when we do come back, we will be on XM Radio as well as a few other radio stations. And again, on Blog Talk, we're trying to get this thing aired out so we can be able to have a show the way we need to have it. But, yes, and tonight we're talking about men. I like to call it men being punks. And you just said something to me before I had to take this break, and I'm not going to hold everybody alone tonight, but, again, to be a real man, you got to be responsible. And to be responsible, you got to deal with certain situations. You can't always quit. And you see a lot, especially black men in the black community, quitting on certain things. So when are you ever going to hold? And we have to hold each other accountable. And yeah, I'm just saying it to try to hold them accountable. I can say, okay, it don't look good. It don't look right because they wasn't ready. Wasn't this, that, or the other. But what happens if my mother said that she wasn't ready for me? I wouldn't be here.
It's hard
with two parents. It's hard when you don't have money. It's hard if you do have money. Stop making excuses. And this is what pisses me off. People make excuses. When you make excuses and you come on here and you say, we don't know. No, we don't know the excuses, but right is right. Wrong is wrong.
Things happen. In fact, all right, let me ask you something. So you know the Titanic, right?
What the Titanic?
You know the Titanic? I'm just following. People were on the Titanic. You had when they hit the iceberg and the Titanic went down, you had people that wanted to stay on the boat and you had people who wanted to get off the boat. The point I'm trying to make is if you can see disaster a mile away, you can see it's going south. You can already see it. It ain't going to go right. What sense does it make for you to keep going that way or stay on the boat? If you know the boat going to sink, get off the boat. Now, in that situation, it makes sense for someone to get off the boat. Would you agree? If you see the ship,
it's not.
Forget the Titanic. If you see a situation and you see something a mile away, like a blitz, if you see a blitz coming, you know the safety coming. It's not in the box. You know it's coming. You're going to audible, correct? You're going to audible into another play that is going to help you succeed. Now, in a situation where it comes to abortion, maybe that wasn't it. Maybe it was an unplanned birth. Maybe it was unplanned. We don't know. I don't know. Really don't care. Not my problem. The point I'm trying to make is everybody has
just making
a reason in a situation.
I don't know.
If I knew the situation, I can give a better analogy or a better answer. But
you don't know. Regardless of the situation, we're talking about men being men, making decisions. You do not quit. The word quit, you do not do that. You be a man and you deal with the response. If you made it and if you man enough to make it, be man enough to deal with it. You don't turn to another alternative to quit or to terminate.
I'm trying to give you a chance
to make yourself relevant.
I'm already relevant. You asked about
how can you be relevant when you make excuses in your manhood?
I'm not saying excuses.
You just said we don't know the situation. No, you see the right or wrong.
You don't know the situation and deal with it.
Okay,
The world is not that black and white.
What's complex?
Can I explain this? About what? About man quitting?
Being a man. What is complex about being a man? I just want to know, what's complex?
I'm right. We talking about two different things. Ain't nothing complex about being a man. I'm talking about the decision, and you say quitting. It's not that black and white when it comes to that. Being a man is being a man. Like I said before, there's no off switch. You got to be a man regardless throughout the day. It's the choices you make that make you a man. That's what it is.
The choices you make. You just said that, right?
It's the choices you make that make you a man.
Who's responsible for the choices you make? Who's responsible for it?
Yourself.
The individual. Who's responsible? Okay. So when every time you make a choice, there's a consequence. Am I correct? Every choice you make, there's a consequence, right?
Yeah.
Every choice you make. So therefore, when you make a choice, and you make a bet, because we've all made bad choices, who's responsible for the bad choice? Who's responsible for it? You.
The party involved. Yeah.
If you decide to quit or whatever because the consequences, the decision you made, the choice you made, and because you made a bad choice, you're going to quit? Period. It don't have to be a abortion. It could be a job. It don't have to be a job. It could be anything. Being a good person, you made the choice. You made that choice. Stop blaming everybody for the choices. And it is that black and white. And this is the part that I call
right,
a lot
if,
of men
all right, what if,
because
right, let me,
you don't make
what about this?
The
what
decisions
a,
you make.
What about the people who are okay with that? You got people who are okay with the choices they make. Being a punk or not
okay,
receptive
okay,
about people.
Okay. if they're okay with it, that's between them. And like I said before, me personally, as a man, every decision I make, if it's a bad decision, I'm going to be bad enough and deal with it. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to turn around. Now, if I don't have no power in that, I'm going to do my part as being a man. And I'm not going to blame. At the end of the day, I take full responsibility, whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent. I take that responsibility. I will not blame it on nobody else. And I will not give that decision to no one else to make. I will not let you make my decision for me. I will not let a woman make my decision for me, period. That's not being a man. That's being a punk. That's what that is. And a lot of men, and this is why there's a lot of men, this is what they do. They sit back, they do what they do, and they fall blame. And because they fall blame, most people, and I'm going to call you one because you seem like a sensitive brother, want to blame everybody for the decisions that they make or that you make. And at the end of the day, we make excuses, especially for black men. I'm talking about a black man now. I can bring up another black man I know or someone I come into consequence with.
Don't do that. Wait a minute. It's not all. Don't make it racial.
Well, I can only talk about black men from a black man. What do you want me to do? What do you mean? Don't do that. Don't do what?
I'm saying, it's like you're trying to put black people down, and that's not.
No.
That's
no,
not
no.
A.
I love black people. I love black people. I want what's best for black people. In order to know what's best for black people, that's why I have a platform, because I want to educate us to make us better. Stop making excuses. What I'm saying is this. If we make bad decisions, I make bad decisions almost every day, but I face it like a man. I don't quit. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to let it stop. If I lose my job, I'm going to keep fighting until I get a better one. I'm going to keep fighting until I do so I can have what I want to have. I'm not going to make
it's resilient. It's resilient. Some people don't have the drive to do that. I don't know why.
So why
I don't know why
where
people.
Where does that come from? Where did you think that come from?
It's a song called it's not on me, it's him. And a lot of people don't got it in them. It's that cut and dry. And you want to make stuff black? Is black and white? Is that simple? Just like I said, they just ain't got it in them. It's a mentality that people just don't have. I can't explain why it is, but it is. It's unfortunate. You know, you wish someone would want to, you know, do better for themselves as a man. It's not even as a man, it's as a person. Some people don't have, like you said earlier, that, you know, you think it's trifling for a woman to take care of a man, you know. And, you know, some people just have that. That's who they are. It's no, you know, you can't, unfortunately, you can't, you can show a horse water, but you can't make it drink it. You know what I mean? So it's one of them type of things. And unfortunately, you got people out there that are comfortable with that, and you know that have no drive, no sense of improvement. You know,
well,
I like to think.
I'm gonna get personal because I gotta hurry up and get out of here. I gotta get personal. I'm quite sure you know plenty of black men. And I'm quite sure you know some black men who are don't have no drive. And when you see them around you, how does that make you feel?
Not my problem, but at the end of the day, you would want somebody, you know, you got people who
don't
care.
Have no kids.
Like, whatever.
Right.
It's not my problem.
Right. Let me ask you this then.
I got one.
Do you have any kids?
I got one.
You
got
a kid?
On the way.
Is it a boy or a
girl?
We
don't know yet.
Or you don't know. Okay. So regardless, whether your child is a boy or a girl, and if he's a young man and he tells you that he's playing football or he's playing basketball, and he tells you he wants to quit, and Are you going to let him quit, or are you going to make him play?
Well, I would have to ask him, why is he quitting, you know?
See, that's what I'm talking about right there. This is why these young boys grow up to be punks, because we negotiate.
I would be disappointed, yeah.
We have a conversation. See, that's it right there. We have a conversation. You're in a negotiation, and I learned this today. I went to a wine tasting, and I was talking.
You talking about
and,
a dictatorship?
And hear me out. And you sit here and you say, if I told you if your son was going to quit, you would want to talk to them. That means you're going to encounter a conversation and you're going to negotiate. And when you start negotiating, you already lose. In some cases,
you're not
negotiating.
First of all, it's like this.
If someone wants to quit, they're quitting for either, like you said, black or white. It's too hard for them. It's not that black and white. It's that simple. And the thing is, this is what a lot of parents do. Well, go ahead and quit. Oh, it's too hard. And this is exactly why, when it comes down to making hard decisions, we always, especially as black men, we always fall short because we always want to negotiate an easier way to fall down. Instead of pulling your pants up and fighting,
not everybody meant to play football.
It doesn't matter. See, there we go with that again. It's not about the football. It's about when you want to do something and it gets hard and we quit. It ain't about being a football player or a basketball player. It's about quitting, period. It could be anything. And from a little age, just from playing football or going to dance or doing anything, soon as they say they don't want to do it, and we have that conversation and we negotiate, there was a time, I share this story all the time, and it's a true story. I didn't like going to church. My mother divorced my father, and my father was a pastor. My mother didn't say nothing good about my father. But no, just hear me out. Didn't say nothing good. But one thing that she would not allow me to do, it didn't matter. As I said, I didn't want to go to church. As much as she talked about my father, I still had to go to church. It was non-negotiable. Period. Non-negotiable. And I used to see them fight like cats and dogs. It was non-negotiable. I couldn't quit nothing. Nothing. I tried to play the saxophone. I wanted to quit. I was not allowed to quit. I cut my lip on purpose. Wow. So I wouldn't have to play that saxophone. But you know what? I still had to go practice it because I was not allowed to quit. And when I look at these people today and I see all these reasons that they can do whatever they want to do and they can quit on the drop of a dime, and you sit up here and you say you're going to have a conversation, I'm tired of having a conversation. For what?
All right, let me ask you this. Were you good at the clarinet? Were you even good at it?
Were you good at it?
Yeah, Can you play something today right now?
No, I couldn't.
So why did you stop? You stopped playing. So there, in other words, you quit, right? Why you not? But wait a minute now.
When I wanted to quit, I was not allowed. No. See, I know what you're trying to do.
All right, you wasn't allowed to quit when you got older.
But I learned it. I know how to play it. Do you know how to play a saxophone?
I was never shown how to play a saxophone.
Right, exactly. But I was.
Can you play it right now?
I could play a note. I could hit it. I ain't played in years. So I'm not going to sit up here and say I can get on a saxophone and just go to town. I haven't.
I'm saying, though. But
I was made.
All right,
you know what?
You
let me say this to you. Let me
you
say
wasted,
this to
you. You wasted.
I was made. I had to learn how to play the saxophone.
Were you happy doing it?
Was I happy?
Were you happy doing it? Were you miserable?
No,
were you miserable?
I'm glad I did.
Were you happy?
I'm glad I did. No, I wasn't. I was never miserable. But it, see, everything is a lesson. If you quit, if I would have quit playing the saxophone, I probably would have quit going to college. If I would have quit playing football, I probably would have dropped out of high school. What I'm saying is when you do something and you follow it all the way through, okay, the saxophone wasn't my thing, but I didn't quit. I've learned. There's experiences there that taught me something for something totally different. So when stuff do get hard, I'm not just going to quit. So no, did I play?
So
no,
wait, real quick. It teaches you.
See, this is the problem. See, you brothers don't want to learn nothing because every time someone tries to teach you something, you want to look at the end. Oh, I'm not playing it now, but I didn't quit. I've learned it. I've learned the skill. I learned the talent. That's all it is. You're learning something. And then when you come to this, when it comes full circle, okay, I got something out of it. I got something out of football. I didn't go to the pros, but it paid for my education. I got a degree. But if I would have quit, I wouldn't have got the education. So
what if you didn't like it and you wanted to do something else?
You get other skills. You get other skills that help you further your career or whatever you're good at.
I see what you're saying.
It's not about okay. So when you say we're going to have a conversation, this is what I'm talking about.
No, you're not. You stop. Let me talk.
Let me talk.
Let me ask you. So, all right, you got kids, right?
Yeah.
Your daughter, I don't know if you got a daughter or if your son, but let me say
no,
your son.
I don't have a daughter.
You got a son. He like, you a football fan, right?
Yeah.
You watch football. So, your son was football age to play football. It was football, basketball. And you had him both. You had him playing both. He didn't like neither one of them, but he wanted to learn. You wanted to do something else. He wanted to do something else. You don't want to do that. You quit. If your son tells you say he didn't want to do that, he want to do this because he's more passionate about this than that. You gonna make him keep doing something he don't want to do versus what he really want to do.
He's gonna finish it. If he starts something, he's going to finish it. And whatever he's passionate about, when I take interest, I sure will. But he's going to finish what he started. We don't quit. That's just, and when I say this, it's just the attitude that I was born with. It's just we don't quit in anything that we do. If we got control,
you're looking at it,
we don't
quit. I'm behind that. But at the same time, I'm looking at it as if I see you not happy or doing something and you want to do this, depending on what that is.
Okay.
For example.
You just said it, and I got to stop you right there. You just said it. If you're doing something and you're not happy doing it, now listen to what you say that three times in your head, and then I got to go.
If you're not happy
okay,
about something.
So let me ask you a question. In life, there's going to come a time in life, in every man's life, where he's not going to like doing something. That's a fact.
Some people are like that. They just don't want to deal with it anymore.
That's what I'm talking. That's why we got so many down low brothers right now. It's the stuff that you just said right there. Say it again. I want everybody listening to this. I'm about to get off this conversation because you're really hitting some nerves with me. Say what you just said again. They don't want to do it no more. They don't want to do it no more. But life teaches us, and you ought to know this as being a black man in D.C., that, yeah, everything isn't going to go perfect. Everything, even if you got the best of jobs, even if everything is going good, there's going to be something that's going to hit you that's not going to be enjoyable. And what we do is we check out. And these young brothers are checking out.
First of all, when the going gets tough, I get it. We talking about two different things.
We're talking about the same thing. It's brothers like you that sit up there and negotiate with people and give them a double standard and think that they can make these decisions and quit. quit and end up somewhere in jail.
Two different things. Two different things.
That's all it is.
Two different things.
And I'm not going to sit up here and sit up here and say that and have that double standard. Oh, it gets tough. Life is tough, especially for black men. And you sit up here and say you're going to have a conversation because something is tough? Where's your balls at?
That's not what I'm talking about. That's not what
you like
chair. That's not what we're talking about.
Like
that's not what we're talking
about.
That's
what I'm talking about.
That's
exactly
that's
what I'm talking about. That's why so many brothers is on the DL, and I can't take it no more. That's why when I have a conversation with some of these men, they don't want to come on my show because I'm going to bust them out just like that. Life is too hard.
You
so
think,
what
you
going to
do? If you think that way, you didn't do anything. You bust out. No Diddy.
What's that?
Nothing. The viewers would get the joke. The viewers would get the joke. The listeners get the joke. But
I don't know what it is you're joking about, but life is hard regardless. And because I'm sitting here, and like I said before, having conversations with people, and then I sit up and I listen, life is hard. And I think I got a good life, and it's hard for me. So do I check out every time something gets hard? Am I supposed to just quit because it gets hard? Am I supposed to go do something stupid because it gets hard?
Obviously not.
All I know is this. People like you, when you say check out or want to have a conversation, so your son tells you he can make $1,000 and he can flip your $1,000 and make $5,000 by doing this and he's happy. You gonna let him do it because it's easy?
If it's
exactly
legal.
What I thought. Oh, if it's legal. Okay. See, that's what I'm talking about right there. That's exactly what I'm talking about right there. This is why.
We're not gonna do nothing that's gonna jeopardize what we got, but if you can. There's a way for you to people scam or people try to just get by. Yeah, I mean, first of all, hold on, you know, like, never mind. I'm gonna leave it at that.
Because you're just saying if it's legal, you know good and well that you can't flip no money that quick legally. Legally,
it's been done before.
And that's exactly
It's been done before.
You know what? Okay.
It's been done before.
Okay. And when you get off Google how many black people is in prison. I don't get you in D.C. All them brothers, there's a lot of brothers locked up there in D.C. because what? It was too hard to work up there, so they tried to do something and flip it. And when they flipped it, they got caught. And now they done messed their lives up, and they in jail. And because they're in jail, because they want to take an easy way
out. Do you know that for a fact?
Do I know it for a fact? Google it. You can Google it right now. I got time. Google it.
I know you don't want to learn.
That's my point. You rather take the shortcut out and be one of these uppity black people who wants to just take the easy road, and then when you get locked up, you want to cry that it's the white man's fault.
All right, Dr. Umar.
Now you want to call me doctor. Now you want to make insults. You know, it's fine. I'm getting ready to go. You know, you can laugh all you want. But again, to all the listeners listen to me, and my phone is beeping, and I see these emails, but I'm going to just say this, and then I'm going to go because you didn't took me to a level that, am I allowed to say pissed off? Are we allowed to say pissed off on the radio? Okay, you didn't piss me off, and I'm about to call you the N-word. You didn't piss me off with your foolishness. I thought you were going to come and give some talk about being a real black man. But I can probably tell you one of them uppity-type black people who wants it to be easy.
Now you insulting me. You see how that go?
That's how it goes. And another thing I'm going to say before I get into it, you know, because you have the tendency to say some crazy stuff, and I really thought that you had some sense. But since you don't, since you really don't have no sense, I'm just going to close the show like this. And for everyone that's listening, I want to appreciate you for listening to the Chaos Talk Show. I'm your host, Derek Oliver. We're on Blog Talk Radio. We own this station. And like I said before, I hope you enjoyed the show. But when uppity people like this come on my show, we just got to end it, because I think that they're sending a false narrative out there in their conversation. So if it's hard, keep working. Keep pushing. Don't quit. Because if you quit, you're going to quit when life gets hard. And when life gets hard and you quit, you're going to end up two places. Don't quit. Keep going forward. Keep marching forward. And for the real men out there, hey, do you know what you're doing? Keep doing what you're doing. And with that being said, I got out of here right in the nick of time. I want to thank my caller for calling in. I appreciate you. We may not see things eye to eye. That's okay. But hopefully you'll learn something, and we can come back again in a few months, and you can agree with me or disagree with me, but hopefully you learned something. Look up the statistics about how many brothers are locked up in D.C. And with that being said, this is Derek Oliver from the Chaos Talk Show. We're out. Again, I want to thank people from the 750 AM station. We appreciate you. And we'll be back next month.
You are now tuned into...